Welcome, music lovers, to another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, and this week we are going to celebrate two birthdays, one last week and one this coming week. I'm talking about Miles Davis and Jackie McLean. Miles Dewey Davis, born May 26th, 1926. That would make his birthday this coming Thursday. We're going to listen to something from Miles Davis's first great quintet. This is the title track from his album Milestones, a 1958 release. Let's listen to Milestones by Miles Davis.
Thank you. Thank you.
Miles Davis, born May 26th. We are celebrating his birthday along with Jackie McLean's. We heard two tracks featuring Miles Davis's first and second great quintets. We started out the show with Milestones, a 1958 release. And that is his first great quintet, actually supplemented to be a sextet on this session. Miles Davis on trumpet, Julian Cannonball Adderley on alto sax, John Coltrane on tenor, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And after that, we heard Paraphernalia from the album Miles in the Sky, one of Miles's first experimentations with fusing jazz with rock rhythms and instrumentation. Miles in the Sky features Miles Davis's second great quintet, also supplemented by electric guitar from George Benson. Let's go through that personnel. Miles Davis on trumpet, Wayne Shorter on tenor sax, Herbie Hancock on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Tony Williams on drums, along with George Benson sitting in on electric guitar. And Miles Davis, certainly one of the premier musicians in the entire history of jazz music, as he set the tone for jazz on several different occasions. The cool jazz scene, the jazz rock fusion scene, to name a couple. Now let's move on to Jackie McLean, another great name in jazz music, born on May 17th, 1931. We're going to begin with one of his most famous compositions, Appointment in Ghana, from the album Jackie's Bag. Released in 1961, let's listen to Jackie McLean. We'll be right back. Jackie McLean, that last one from the album Demon's Dance, a 1970 release. We heard Sweet Love of Mine, and that one features Jackie McLean on alto, Woody Shaw on trumpet, Lamont Johnson on piano, Scott Holt on bass, and Jack DeJohnette on drums. And we started out the set with Appointment in Ghana from Jackie's Bag, 1961. That features Jackie McLean on alto sax, Tina Brooks on tenor sax, Blue Mitchell on trumpet, Kenny Drew on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. And we are celebrating Jackie McLean's birthday. It was last week. Born on May 17th, 1931. sadly passing away in Hartford, Connecticut in 2006. And having lived in the Hartford, Connecticut area for 40 years before moving out west to San Diego, I understand the great significance that Jackie McLean had on the jazz scene and the arts scene in Hartford, Connecticut. He moved to that city in 1970 or thereabouts and started the Artist Collective along with his wife Dolly McLean and bassist Paul Brown. And then Jackie McLean went on to found the Jazz School of Music in University of Hartford, the Hart School of Music. It was later renamed Jackie McLean's Institute for Jazz. He had such an incredible career playing with Miles Davis and Art Blakey, Charles Mingus, along with others like Donald Byrd, Sonny Clark, Lee Morgan, Ornette Coleman, Dexter Gordon, Billy Higgins, just so many great artists. And Jackie McLean had a great influence on young rising jazz stars coming out of Hartford, Connecticut, people like Matt Dwanzik and Chris Allen and Jonathan Barber, Andrew Renfro on guitar. We're going to listen to two tracks that features some of those players. Beginning with Matt Dwanzik, he released a single, Afro Blue. We're going to hear that now, just released this week. Let's listen to bass player Matt Dwanzik as he leads his group on Afro Blue. Jonathan Barber and his group Vision Ahead. Jonathan Barber on drums, Godwin Luis on alto sax, Matt Dwanzik on bass, Andrew Renfro on guitar, and Tabor Gable on piano. And we heard a track entitled South, a composition by pianist Tabor Gable. And we started out that set with Matt Dwanzik and his arrangement of Afro Blue. That's Matt Dwanzik on bass, Chris Allen on alto sax, Jonathan Barber on drums, Tabor Gable on piano, Andrew Renfro on guitar, and Chanel Johns providing the vocals on that track. And those are all young jazz artists coming out of the Hartford, Connecticut area, as I mentioned, very much influenced by Jackie McLean and his influence in the jazz community, having lived there in the later part of his life, the great Jackie McLean. Next up, another young phenom. His name is Joey Alexander, broke into the jazz scene at something like 11 or 12 years old, now the ripe old age of 18. His latest release that just came out features himself as a composer as well as a great piano player. We're going to hear from the album Origin, featuring Joey Alexander on piano, Larry Grenadier on bass, Kendrick Scott on drums. That's the core of his trio. And here it's supplemented by Glad Hexelman on guitar and Chris Potter on saxophone. We're going to hear the track Rise Up. Joey Alexander from a recent release. Name of the album is Origin. We heard an original composition, Rise Up, from young Joey Alexander, great piano player. You've been listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster, coming near the end of the show. Thanks for listening, folks. We're going to wrap things up with Christian Sands, another piano player who broke into the jazz scene as a teenager, now a seasoned professional. His latest release is entitled Be Water, a 2020 release. We're going to hear his interpretation of Stevie Winwood's Can't Find My Way Home. Thank you.